219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 219 The Talk. Yes, with none other than Queenie. And I regret to inform you that I will be host for this evening. But let me tell you something. I know how to keep it real, keep it real, keep it real. Yes, yes, yes. The host with the mostest says, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. Listen, we usually have on the air with us Trainer Ray, JD, your boy, but everybody's out to lunch. Maybe Trainer Ray will call in later on in the show, but it just gives me opportunity to just have a good old time with you guys. You know, I don't run out, okay? Don't run out. Got plenty of stuff that I could be doing, but this is what I'm doing. Yes, 219 The Talk. Let's get this show started with a tribute to my family, which is the Cook family, all right? And this is our song, No Matter What, right here on 219 The Talk.
No matter what choice we made, no matter what. for sure.
And I am back. I am back. That was a song by my very own family, all of us siblings, song on it. What's going on, trying to write? What's going down in the crooked letter?
Hey, what's going down? Oh, man, nothing going down here, none at all. None but these crazy people. You heard me?
Now, how crazy are they, Ray? Come on, be real.
Hey, man, look, it's so crazy around here. People can't go no, it's so crazy, they don't know what to do. People can't go to swimming pools. You got parents going to the car wash spraying their kids with car wash hoses.
Yes, but you know what? I'd rather them be at home. Well, you said at the car wash. My bad. I was going to segue into I'd rather them be at home spraying their kids with water hoses, but you said at the car wash. Listen, if you're listening to us on 219 to talk tonight, which I'm telling you, it's going to get a little rowdy tonight, but I want you to understand something. Corona is real. Corona is real. Sometimes you think, okay, I'm not going to go and I'm not going to be around people. I'm going to just take the family as a group to the water park. Okay, let me help you understand what's wrong with that, okay? What is actually wrong with that is they didn't say that quarantine it means just hanging around your family in public places. It means stay at home with your family. That's what it means. I'm just trying to help somebody today. I'm just trying to help somebody, you know.
Right.
Some of us got a real bad understanding when it comes to this corona. We got a real, real bad understanding, and let me tell you, the death toll has gone up, you know. It didn't say how many people are the cases. I'm not talking about the cases. I'm talking about the death toll. I'm talking about husbands and wives are going up to the club together, coming home with corona. The wife live and the husband die. You understand me? We got folk that says, oh, I can go to a little wedding, you understand me? And it'd be 150 in the wedding party, and 121 of them come up positive. I just want to, and then I think they said the groom died or the bride died. The bride didn't die, the groom died. All I'm saying to you is, all I'm saying, Train Rate, is that that part of your mind that tells you it won't happen to me is not your friend. That ain't your friend.
Right,
you need to
right,
go and let
right.
it go. They ain't your friend.
That's right.
I'm going to say it like they said in the ghetto. They is not your friend.
Because that corona is for real. Like you said, it's real. People around me out here in Mississippi dying left and right.
Man.
Hello?
And like I said, we get to, am I breaking up?
You was a little bit. It's okay, though.
Okay. But like I was saying, you know, corona, I don't mean to give it a noun personality, but it really is, you know. But sometimes we have to treat it. Sometimes you have to talk to a person like this is a person that's knocking on your front door saying, let me in, you know. I do a show with my sisters, the Cook sisters. As you notice, I played our family song. What did you think about it, Ray?
Oh, it sounds good. I like that. I need to get somebody to get them to play around, put them on my track, too.
I know that's right. That's my whole family singing on that track. My mama was on there, you know, doing what she do with Sister Cook, you know what I'm saying, man? But, but we have to understand, you know, because I forgot what I was talking about because that song is so good. We have to understand that. I did. Just lost the whole thought. Just right there. Just I ain't like them people that try to recover. I'm not trying to recover from it. I lost the thought for real. But
right.
A lot of people are out there. My sister, that's what I was talking about. There it is. So on the show Monday, we got a new show called 5920 Central, right? On the show, my sister said this, and it just, I said, I'm gonna have to take that with me. You know how you somebody say something, you stick it in your pocket or your wallet, you use it for later. And she said this, Ray, blew my mind, and it's stuck in my mind. She said, so we're going to send the kids back to school so they can come home and kill their whole family. I was done. Right? I would have, back in the day, I would have said that's over the top. You know, when we talk about germs, colds, because kids are full of germs, right? But when she said it, I was like, that's exactly right. How can you really describe it? That's exactly right. You send the kids into a cesspool of germs, right? You expect these kids that play in the dirt, dig in their nose, don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom, to be able to go into a school setting with 1,500 households and then step back into your one household and not bring a germ? Are you serious?
Right. I see you. That's crazy. You can't do that.
I'm just done with it. The whole philosophy, I'm just done with it. I'm trying to find something else to talk about because Corona is a topic because Corona, listen, this lady has killed so many people.
Yep. She's the definition of a serial killer.
Us, Corona the serial killer. Because,
oh,
you know, they name storms and hurricanes and stuff, you know.
Right.
But Corona is a serial killer.
Corona's a serial killer.
And my thing was, I was thinking about the other night, and I don't know if you thought about it, how is this world going to look when Corona leaves, and if she leaves?
Well, you know, to be honest, from the looks of it, the way it's, you know, I'm going to tell you something, too, and I'm a firm believer in this. A lot of the stuff that's going on, a lot of the deaths that people are saying related to Corona, some of them not really, I don't think they're really all related to Corona.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying they're not because, you know, I had seen something on the news where they were saying that they was paying hospitals. Now, this comes from the CDC. CDC was saying that they was paying hospitals, certain hospitals, to say that when a person dies, it's from Corona. So more or less it was a scare tactic for the government or whoever. So I don't believe a lot of the deaths that's happening is from Corona, but I do believe that Corona is real and is out here, and it is killing people. But and people got to take heed. And then, you know, they want to put these people in school, but they don't understand. It ain't going to take but one time for somebody, for more than one, 9 out of 10, if one catches that school, going to be more than one, then it's going to be a real epidemic. Then they're going to be mad because they sent people to school. Now, the people they're going to blame is Trump because he's saying, I want these kids back in school. It ain't his kids that got to go to school.
Exactly.
These are not his kids that he got to deal with if they get sick and die from this corona. Not wishing nothing bad on nobody, but it ain't his kids that's got to go through this school system and mess up and get sick and die because his kids are grown or doing whatever. So he don't really care. He knows that 9 times out of 10, most of the kids that's going to get infected probably would be more or less a lot of the minority schools or the low-rate schools. So he don't care. He really don't care. And it doesn't matter to him if they go to school. He's just saying that on the purpose that he trying to make people think that he cares about the school system. I don't think he cares 100% at all about a school system. So and people are falling into that and listening to him talking about, I want kids back in school. You got some schools here in my hometown, they talking about going full-fledged school, everybody, every day, come on, let's ride. But then we got some schools here also that's like, no, for the first semester, we homeschooling. Y'all can do virtual schooling, homeschool, whatever it's called. They finna do that from the home. But some of the schools come out, yeah, we going all out. Kids in the door, let's ride. And see, all it's going to take is that principal, that person to get in trouble because two kids need to get sick. That's it. And it's going to be all. But see, the parents going to get mad and blame the principal or whoever that for sending them back to school. But they got to be blamed, too, because you sent them to school.
Well, and you are totally, absolutely right. You are, I mean, but let's think about it. You know, I saw an episode of Bernie Mac years ago, right? And I laughed at it then, but this kid had a cold, right? Bernie Mac was trying to keep him from getting the cold. So Bernie Mac had a birthday party for his daughter, you know, for his niece. And the kid was at the birthday party, ate a piece of birthday cake, coughed on the whole cake, and I might be like sideways in it, but coughed on the birthday cake. The cake then took a, let's see, he coughed on the birthday cake, and they showed the germ as green, right? Bernie Mac decides to put the cake in the refrigerator. Okay. When Bernie Mac pulls the cake out the refrigerator, boom, germ, bam. Ever since Corona has stepped on, ever since Corona has stepped on the scene, Corona has just wreaked havoc. And people don't understand. You pick up this, you pass it this way, you know, and it's been explained, but people just keep right on doing it. So you know what we're going to do? Enough with Corona. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we're going to get on something else. We're going to change the topic. I want to talk about something else.
I see. Hey, we talking about that topic, and somebody just shut us off. Like, we don't want to talk about that no more.
We don't want to deal with that. So I tell you what, we'll talk, right? You understand me? I'll play a song by my brother. You understand me, Billy Cook? You know, cause I promote to my little family. Some folks say, okay, we know that that's your brother, but I don't care. I'll say it every day. Okay.
All the time,
right? This song I'm gonna play is for the grown people. Well, now I'll play Forever Girl so people don't get all twisted all up. So get your mind right. This is Billy Cook, Forever Girl, right here on 219, The Talk.
I met a girl whose love was pure just like the sun. She moved with such grace, and I knew she was the one. Her hair smelled like roses in a garden from afar. So I asked her of her name, and she smiled with a bow. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With a passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my famous queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need. Yeah.
I can hear the band from outside. I look down, make sure my shoes tied, cause I'm about to run 3 laps inside. And some said don't take all of that covenant, boy, please behave. Well, you suffer what he started at the cross, and I suffer what he finished at the grave. And I ain't trying to make no scene, and in your ear, I don't mean a ring-a-ling. But if Jesus was Baskin Robbins, I showed on mine screaming for ice cream. I ain't trying to make no scene, and in your ear, I don't mean a ring-a-ling. But if Jesus was Baskin Robbins, I showed on mine screaming for ice cream. Coming in.
Every day, I be lifting his name. Wake up the next day, and I'm doing the same. 24/7, 365 for the rest of my life. Uncompromised, unashamed. On God's side, Jehovah's the game. Head bowed with my hands raised. And if you feel the same way, then tell me what you're waiting for.
I praise God in the sanctuary. That's 365, no temporary. Cause he under my feet, I'm rubbing G-O-D cause it's legendary. Stay in his word, stay prayed up. Gotta be sober these days cause it's very scary. I praise God through my good and bad times. Time is winding up, no time delay. Keep my focus on Christ. He's coming back, no lie. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth. Best believe he's alive. Lift your hands, give him praise. Praising him all my days. Can't sit down, gotta stand up. Open my mouth, give him praise. Man,
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth, my soul.
What's going on? That was Global Gospel saying, if your heart isn't in it, I got tongue-tied. I am excited. I'm excited. Listen, you're listening to 219, the talk on My Gospel Soul Radio. And on 219 Talk, we talk about all kinds of diverse topics. And so we want to make sure that you understand what 219 the Talk is about. It is about people coming together just to share views on things that's happening in real time, okay? real time. And we want to send a shout out to JD the Barber. We know that he probably wanted to be on the air with us tonight, but he is temporarily out of service. Temporarily out of service. But like, I'm going to use his phrase. One monkey, maybe two, don't stop no show. We're going to keep it moving. Next thing we're going to play for you tonight is a, let's see, it's a lot of good things on the lineup. We want to play, let's play Jay Speaks, Like That, right here on 219 The Talk.
Why would you take a chance with your soul like this? Put a gun to your head, Russian roulette like that. Die and find out Christ really did live like that. And I'd rather live for God now, die then, see if it was a lie like that. So just believe that for you, he died like that. Resurrected on day number three, hands full of power like that. To this day, the world he died for chooses to reject him like that. I choose to believe that he loves me enough to keep me from hell like that. Why live your life in unbelief, dying in regret like that? Fire and brimstone while you burn, begging for water like that. Now it's too late to go back and tell everybody it's for real like that. For eternity, you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I believe like that? Find yourself longing and wishing you can get to heaven like that. Man, hold up. Lord, all these people, they ain't trying to hear all that. Look, can you even imagine what hell must be like? I know, I can't either, but I come to the conclusion that it's just hot like that. Tell you what, gonna continue to live through Jesus Christ like that. I ain't trying to find out how hot hell is like that. Gonna fast like that, gonna pray like that, gonna continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world like that. I spit this poetry cause he carried the cross on his back like that, and was burned down with the sins of the world, past, present, and future like that. But you still want to be puffed up full of pride like that, knowing good and well you be having that dream where you falling like that. But you wake up just before you hit the ground, flat like that, sitting in bed with a cold sweat, trembling full of fear like that, at a fork in the road with a decision to make, should I go right or left like that? Well, if you go right, pick up your cross daily and follow him like that. But you a gambling man, so you take that wide road on the left like that. More people over here than over there, but God doesn't deal with logic like that. So what's it gonna be? The road less traveled? Or I'm gonna go over here where everybody else is at? Decision, decision. Just remember, majority does not rule in this case. In fact, read Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Jesus lays it out for you real flat. I hope these words pierce your soul and cause your mind to react in a positive light, because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Getting mad at me won't do you no good. I'm just a vessel he uses like this. Don't kill the messenger. Take that up with God, because that's just how it is. Yeah, it's like that. Man.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Spreading your gospel.
been for real. Living for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
Welcome back to 219 The Talk. Listen, I've had a great, great time with you tonight. I just want everybody to know to make sure to share the show with someone else. We are on iTunes. We are on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Deezer, Spreaker, YouTube. We're everywhere. Everywhere you want to be. So we wanted to make sure that you share. We also want to make sure that you check out some of the other shows on the lineup with My God Soul on tomorrow. We'll be busting loose in faith at 6 p.m. So you want to make sure that you tune in for that show. If you really, really love the Word of God, that is a perfect show for you. Preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, and getting you ready for that great day. Also, we want you to check out JD's Man Cave Saturday. I'm hoping, okay. So we may have a show Saturday on location. We're going to be out doing a scholarship fundraiser, a barbecue out on Cullen Boulevard right here in Houston, Texas. Social distancing. Come out, get your plate, leave, whatever you need to do. But come out. A young man is going on to college. We want to send him with a wonderful, wonderful care package, courtesy of JD's Man Cave. It's going to be barbecuing, going to have pork steak ribs, all kinds of good stuff. So you want to make sure that you come out, be a part, and help this young man go off to college and do what he needs to do. It's the start of his new beginning, okay? Be a part of it. Again, thank everyone for tuning in to 219 The Talk. Listen, you know I don't say much when I get off of here, so God bless you. And good night.
219. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah, 219. Yeah, 219 to talk. 219. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running.